Today I'm going to present you Policy Simulator, a new abstraction for building custom cloud services. And this is joint work with my advisor, Rodrigo Rodriguez, Pushpa Kumari, and Stefan Saroyu. In cloud computing, customers are usually very keen on having their data properly managed by the cloud provider. However, managing this data is complex and error-prone. And in particular, despite the best efforts of cloud providers, customer data may be prone to mismanagement threats. And in particular, cloud software administrators can actually compromise customers' data very easily, either performing some negligent or malicious activity. So recently, trusted computing has been proposed as a technique to help mitigate this kind of threats. In particular, this approach involves redesigning the cloud services as to provide confidentiality protection for the computations that take place in the cloud. And in this approach, basically, we take two steps. The first step, we basically deploy a secure hypervisor that can offer some protection from the software administrators. Examples of these hypervisors are CloudVisor or Credo, which basically prevent the administrator from inspecting or interfering with the computations or with the VM state of the customers. And at the same time, these hypervisors allow the administrator to manage the resources that are allocated to each of the VMs running on the nodes. And in the second step, we want to give the customers the guarantees that the binary of the secure hypervisor running on the node has not been tampered with before boot. This is the only way that we have in order to guarantee that the cloud nodes are trustworthy. So to provide this guarantee, what we do is to deploy commodity trusted platform modules, or TPMs, on the nodes, and then let the customers remotely attest the software configurations of the nodes. But the challenge with this approach is that TPMs alone are ill-suited for cloud environments. And this basically because TPMs have been developed for desktop platforms and not for the multi-node, multi-tenant environments of the clouds. To be more concrete, TPMs alone are ill-suited for the cloud for three main reasons. The first reason is that they can actually stifle the VM and data migration across the cloud nodes. And this is because TPM's root of trust is strongly coupled to a single node, and it's not transferable from one node to another. So for example, if we were to use TPM sealed storage to protect data persistently, that data would be bound to a single node. Secondly, cloud providers are very hesitant to reveal the low-level details about the cloud infrastructure. And if we use TPM abstractions, in particular, if we use remote attestation, this capability can actually reveal the node's identity and the details of the node's entire software stack. And this information could actually be used by external attackers to try to spot vulnerabilities in the cloud infrastructure, or even by competitors of the cloud provider to try to gain business advantage. And finally, commodity TPMs could also hinder the ability of the cloud to scale. And this is because TPMs are very inefficient, and they could introduce bottlenecks into the cloud infrastructure if they're not used properly. So our goal here is to try to overcome these limitations and to provide the cloud providers some mechanisms that can help it leverage TPMs in the cloud. And to do this, we offer two main contributions. So our first contribution here is we propose a new trusted computing primitive for the cloud called Policy Sealed Data, which basically mediates the access to the TPMs deployed on the nodes. So the basic idea of this abstraction is that customers can actually specify in a policy the configurations of the nodes that they trust. And then once they send this data to the cloud, only the nodes that satisfy the customer chosen policy can access the data. So for example, the customers could actually dictate that the data could only be accessed by certain by the nodes running, for example, a specific hypervisor, or that the data could only be accessed by the nodes deployed on a specific geographical location. And our second important contribution here is that we use attribute-based encryption to implement this abstraction efficiently in the cloud. And the role of this attribute-based encryption is to bind policies and attributes of the nodes onto node configurations. And the scheme that we use here is Ciphertext policy attribute-based encryption that was proposed by John Bettencourt in Oakland 07. So both these contributions are incorporated into the design of Excalibur, a system that can be used by the cloud providers to build trusted cloud services. So Excalibur addresses the limitations of TPMs in the cloud as follows. So first of all, policy sealed data enables flexible migration across the cloud nodes. And this is because the data is no longer strongly bounded to a particular node, but any node that can satisfy the customer policy is now allowed to access the data. Secondly, policy sealed data hides the low-level details of the cloud infrastructure, because now instead of revealing the node identities and the software, the low-level software details, it just reveals high-level attributes about the nodes that can be configured by the cloud provider. And finally, attribute-based encryption helps us mask the TPM's poor performance, because to enforce these policies, we no longer require direct access to the TPMs, and therefore we remove the TPMs off of the critical path. So in the rest of my talk, I will characterize in more detail the threat model that we take into consideration. I will present the specification of policy sealed data. Then I'll describe the design of Excalibur with particular emphasis to two of its most important components. And then I will present some of our most important results, evaluation results. So the threat model that we have in mind is one where the attacker can configure any node remotely. So the attacker has the ability to reboot any node in the cloud. He can install arbitrary software platforms, access the local disk of the cloud nodes, and also he can eavesdrop the network. However, the attacker cannot perform physical attacks. For example, he cannot tamper with the TPMs that would allow it to learn the TPM's internal secrets. And this assumption is reasonable because often the software and the hardware administration is assigned to independent teams. And the physical access to the hardware is highly restricted. Also, we assume that the attacker cannot compromise the system's TCP, which in our case includes the secure hypervisor running on the nodes, and also a component of Excalibur called monitor that I will explain a bit later. And finally, we also assume that the cryptography that we are using is secure, in particular CPAV, cannot be compromised. Okay, now let's show how policy sealed data works in more detail. So in designing this trusted computing primitive, our goal was to let the cloud customers specify which nodes they trust to access their data, and at the same time, for the purpose of the flexibility of data in the cloud, we wanted to let any node to act that satisfies that policy those restrictions to be able to retrieve the data. So to meet this requirement, policy sealed data consists of two basic primitives, seal and unseal. So seal takes as an input piece of data and a policy specified by the customer. And then it will encrypt the data and bind this data to this policy. The reverse operation and seal will decrypt the data if and only if the node where this operation is being invoked meets this policy. So just to give you a more concrete idea of how this works, consider the following deployment that consists of two data centers, and the nodes run two possible configurations. So in yellow, the yellow nodes represent nodes running some secure hypervisor, and the blue ones correspond to some commodity hypervisor. So now, to make sure that the customer data can only be accessed by the nodes running the secure hypervisor, the customer would basically specify a policy accordingly, and it would seal the data before shipping it to the cloud. This seal operation is represented there with the dark star. In the cloud, the unseal operation, represented with the white star, would only succeed on the nodes, on the yellow nodes in this case, and not on the blue nodes. So if the data would need to migrate further in the future, the hosting nodes could repeat the same operation by resealing the data with the policy that was initially specified by the customer, thereby assuring that the customer preferences would be met. Now, we need to understand how these policies are specified, and we want to make sure that in allowing customers to specify these policies, that the low-level details of the cloud would not be revealed. So to support this, the configurations of the nodes are expressed in terms of a set of attributes, where the attributes are nothing but key value pairs, which are defined by the cloud provider. So these attributes then are mapped to the nodes' identities and to the software configurations. And it's possible to specify a variety of configurations. So for example, if these attributes map to the node identities, we can express hardware features, for example, the location of the nodes. And we can express this location with different semantics, for example, in terms of the country where the nodes are deployed or their availability zone. If, on the other hand, these attributes are mapped to software configurations, then we can use them to express features about the software, for example, the service that a specific node is allocated to, or the model of the hypervisor, or the version of the hypervisor, for example. Then the customers can have the freedom to select the node configurations in policies, and policies that are nothing but logic expressions over the attributes specified by the cloud providers. So for example, here in this example, this data policy states that the data could only be accessed by the nodes that are allocated to the service EC2 running the CloudVisor hypervisor, version greater or equal than 1, and by the nodes located on either Germany or UK. This also shows us that in policy sealed data, the cloud providers have a lot of freedom to specify the configurations the configurations and the information about the cloud infrastructure that they want to make available to the outside. So now I'm going to explain in more detail how we design a system that implements policy sealed data. And this system is called Excalibur. So Excalibur offers the ability for sealing and unsealing data, typically by the customers who seal the data, and the nodes who can recover the data by performing the unseal operations. And in designing this system, we have two main functionality that we have to provide. So first of all, we need to check the node configurations, as the nodes in the backend can actually reboot and change their configurations. So we need to have a way to detect what is the current configuration of the nodes, and then map these configurations to the low-level identities and software configurations. And secondly, we want to have a way to enforce these policies in a way that it scales to the dimension of the cloud. So in order to support these two operations, first we rely on a monitor. So the monitor is a centralized component which operates in the cloud backend, in background, and attests each of the cloud nodes as these nodes reboot. And they will send a specific credential which embeds the attributes that that particular node is featuring. Then the second step, for the second step in enforcing the policies, we use CPAB, which now we only need to perform the seal and unseal operations at the client side without involving the monitor. So I will now explain in more detail how these two components, the monitor and the CPAB, will work. So the monitor typically mediates the access to the TPMs in the cloud. It has three main goals. So the first goal is to track the node identities and the TPM-based attestations of the nodes. And it also hides these low-level details from the users, since only the monitor can actually attest each of the nodes in the backend. Secondly, the monitor has the responsibility for tracking the node's attributes that cannot be attested today using regular TPMs. For example, the location of the nodes. In order to support this, the monitor will only accept special certificates that will contain the mappings between these attributes and the low-level identities or software configurations of the nodes. So these special certificates are issued by one or multiple trusted third parties whose role is to validate the correctness of these assignments. So for example, a trusted third party would be responsible for checking the location of the nodes and then making sure that the identity of each of the nodes will map properly to the right attribute. And finally, the monitor is also forms the cloud's root of trust, because now instead of customers directly attesting each of the cloud nodes, the customer only needs to attest the integrity of the monitor before start using the system. So next, let's see how attribute-based encryption is used in our system in order to allow it to scale. So the CPAB scheme that we are using allows us to implement seal and unseal in a way that it doesn't need to involve the monitor directly. So the customers can seal the data to a policy by just having access to a CPAB decryption key. And the nodes can unseal the data by just having access to a CPAB decryption key. Now let's see how this works in more detail. So during the setup phase, the monitor generates a master key, which is kept secretly, and also an encryption key, which is made available to the public, to the customers. Then, as the monitor attests each of the cloud nodes in the backend, it also sends this credential, which is a decryption key, a CPAB decryption key, which embeds the set of attributes featuring that particular node. Then, once all these keys are distributed, the seal and unseal operations can be performed entirely without involving the monitor, which allows the system to scale. And furthermore, at this stage, we never need to directly access the TPMs that could constitute some scalability bottleneck. Okay, now just wanted to show you some evaluation results. So, and the two main questions that I'd like to discuss here with you is, first of all, what's the overhead of policy sealed data in the design of a specific cloud service? And second is whether the monitor could introduce a scalability bottleneck in the system. In order to answer these questions, we performed several benchmarks whose results you can check in the paper. And we've also implemented a cloud service akin to EC2. And this service is based on Eucalyptus Zen cloud platform, which we have extended to support the location attribute. And what we've done was to interpose the seal and unseal operations whenever the VM management operations are performed by Xen. In particular, when we have to create a VM, migrate a VM, or suspend or resume a VM. And our testbed, basically, for our testbed, we use our cluster. And in particular, we use a single monitor and a set of 5 nodes, which will suffice for our experiments. So in this figure, I show you the overhead of CPAV in our modified Eucalyptus Xen platform. And this overhead actually translates to reflects the seal and unseal operations. So here I'm showing the 4 main operations that, that are related to the VM, to VM management, in particular the create operation, suspend and resume, and also the migrate operation. So for each of these bar, each of these bars shows the time that Xen will take to perform all these operations. So the yellow component is the baseline time for Xen. The blue component is the time that it takes to encrypt the state of the runtime VM. The runtime VM. In this case, the time is a bit high because we didn't use hardware acceleration in our experiments. And finally, in blue, we can see the CPAV overhead, which correspond to the time to execute seal and unseal operations. So we can see here that the overhead of CPAV can be somewhat significant. However, these VM management operations are relatively infrequent, and therefore the overall impact of performing seal and unseal to protect the VM operations would be relatively small. So next, to see whether the monitor is introducing some scalability bottleneck, we need to understand 2 main activities that the monitor needs to perform. So one of these activities is to attest the monitor, the nodes in the backend, and the second activity is to serve attestation requests from the customers. So in our evaluation shows that the monitor can actually attest a very large or a large number of nodes. So in our case, the maximum throughput is about 630 attestation verifications per second, which means that if we have a cluster of about 10,000 nodes, a single monitor could attest this cluster in approximately 15 seconds, assuming that all the nodes reboot at the same time. And our evaluation also shows that the monitor can serve many attestation requests from customers. We saw that the maximum throughput is about 4,800 attestation requests per second. So if we were to use the standard TPM attestation, the throughput would be much much lower because TPMs do not support parallel attestation requests at the same time, right? So what we've done to overcome this limitation was to incorporate a mechanism that allows us to batch multiple requests issued by the customers into a single TPM call. And this actually allows us to have a speed up of several orders of magnitude over standard TPM attestation. So the details of how we do this are in the paper, so you can take a look at it. So in conclusion, I present you Xcalibur, which is a system that overcomes TPM's limitations in the cloud and allow the cloud providers to take advantage of TPMs for building trusted cloud services. Xcalibur provides policy sealed data abstraction, which is a new trusted computing primitive tailored made for the cloud. Policy sealed data provides flexible seal storage within the cloud, and it helps reduce the overexposure of the cloud infrastructure to the outside. In addition, the usage of CPAB in the design of our system makes it scale, and it also masks the low performance of TPMs. So finally, our evaluation indicates that our system is practical. So thank you very much for your attention. I'm happy to take your questions. Thanks.
Questions?
Paul Van Orschot, Carleton. I'm just wondering about the new trusted computing primitive of policy sealed data. Is that at all related to the IBM control vectors from maybe 25 years ago? It was the XOR of a master key with a bit vector of features.
Well, so the main difference here is that we are using the same insight, but we are exposing this as a way to overcoming the limitations of TPMs in the cloud. The three main limitations that we are introducing before. And this provides this ability to overcome these limitations is hidden underneath this very simple abstraction. So this is one aspect. And then we have the usage of CPAB as a way to make the system scale to the size of the cloud.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Hi, nice talk. I'm Trent Jaeger from Penn State. I was wondering if you had thought about how to use these attributes that you're describing to seal the data to achieve some kind of strong integrity guarantee, something along the lines of BIBA or Clark Wilson or something like this. Have you looked at that? Because the cloud vendors, if they just start providing attributes, secure equals yes or something like this, customers starting accepting it, that might not be a good use of these properties.
I'm sorry, I think I didn't quite understand the...
So that you're familiar with the strong integrity properties like BIBA and Clark-Wilson?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, so the idea would be that the attributes that the cloud vendor is supporting, somehow should have some meaning in a security sense. Have you given that any thought?
Oh, I see. So, yes. So actually, our system basically provides a way to bootstrap trust in the cloud, and the meaning that the meaning of these attributes basically they will map to specific software platforms in the cloud that will run in the cloud. So in the example here, I used a secure hypervisor as a way to bind these attributes to the characteristics of this secure hypervisor. However, we could actually replace this for a different software platform that could actually provide those guarantees for strong integrity. So it's just a matter of basically mapping these high-level attributes to a software platform that could give you these strong integrity guarantees. Does it answer your question?
Partially, yes. So you're sealing the data, and the target of the unsealing is going to be the cloud instance.
Yes.
So what about the integrity properties of the cloud instance, since that's the thing that you're ultimately releasing the data to, and that may be compromised and thus?
Yes. I think we could address that by mapping these high-level attributes in a way that the entire software or the entire software components that are relevant to enforce that strong integrity, in order to reflect, to incorporate the entire software, the entire software stack that's responsible for enforcing the strong integrity and map this to these attributes that we are using in Excalibur.
Thank you.
So basically, it's a matter of extending the software configurations from a single hypervisor up to the higher levels in the stack in order to provide that guarantee.
Thanks.